Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. This edition of Soundcheck is a reminder of what these sessions sounded like before the pandemic, when we actually had musicians live in our studio. Let's dip into the Soundcheck archives.
You embrace me hand in hand, innocently you have my heart.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The singer Alani has a cosmopolitan background, born in Britain to parents from Grenada and now based in Paris, so perhaps it shouldn't be a surprise that her music is varied too. And yet, Alani's debut album called You and I is nothing but surprises. Often sounding like a long-lost artifact of the mid-20th century, her striking voice goes from torchy jazz to intimate pop to atmospheric vocalese. Today, Alani is making her American radio debut with us here on Soundcheck. She's got guitarist Marvin Dolly in tow, and they're going to start us off with a live performance of her song called Cherry Blossom.
Catch some cherry blossom by the river, blowing through the flowing of my heart. If you see me somewhere down the river, come and stand beside me, it's all right. Come to me, stay with me, say you'll be a friend to me. Some cherry blossom by the river, blowing through the flowing of my heart. I hope to see you somewhere down that river. Come and stand beside me, it's all right. Fall for me, long for me, always be a friend to me, and love, oh, an enchanted love, it lives forever and a day. Blossom by the river, blowing through the flowing of my heart. I hope to see you somewhere down that river. Come and stand beside me, it's all right. Come and stand beside me, it's all right.
Wow. That is Alani, live on Soundcheck with her song Cherry Blossom, with Marvin Dolly accompanying on guitar. That is, there's something about that melody, Alani. First of all, it's great to have you here with
us. Thank you for having us.
There's something about that melody that sounds so familiar. I mean, the line about the cherry blossom almost sounds like Dream a Little Dream of Me. You know, that song from the early 30s.
Dream a little dream of me.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. Well, I went to stage school. I went to theater school, musical theater. So I sang these songs from the age of 5 to 16. It's like I didn't go to normal school. So for me, like, it's my training. It's in my DNA.
Yeah.
Like today, with Mr. Dolly here, it's like the Guys and Dolls song. I was like, oh gosh, I just made the connection. Well, hello, Dolly. It smelled.
So that's what you grew up with?
That's what I grew up with. And then at home, my dad played reggae and soca and in a band. And so it was what I grew up listening to. It's always been very diverse. And it's just always meant, as a musical lover, I don't have favorites or anything, because there's so much.
Yeah.
There's so much music out there to enjoy and delve into. So,
although I'm sure you have heard this on more than one occasion where people say to you, I didn't realize there were still people writing songs like this.
I don't have a choice. I don't know how, like, the moment I just kind of gave in to being myself and going, okay, well, I sound like this and I'm black and I've got dreadlocks, like, who cares, just do it. It was something I've just surrendered to, if you know what I mean. Like, people sometimes, oh, why do you sing in this old-fashioned way or write? And so I think the writing and talking about people, like, oh, do you just live in some black and white film noir or something, you know, or some Hollywood? It's like, well, I do watch a lot of it, and it, you know, I watch movies more than I probably listen to music, but I just think it, you know, call me a romantic, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, but the movies of that time, the 30s and 40s, that is where the pop music of the day came from.
Exactly.
Was from those movies.
Yeah, and that's what I grew up from the age of 5 singing.
I don't
know anything else, really.
Well, you know, once you started singing Cherry Blossom, I was thinking, now, did Irene in the control room somehow find a filter that takes us back to 1940? But in fact, you are singing into an old vintage ribbon microphone, an RCA mic.
Yeah.
And that does make a difference.
It makes a huge difference. There's no SM58s anymore in my life. I've been using it for the last 4 years and it comes everywhere with me.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound the same otherwise, because I produced the album myself. So it was really important that the effects, they were authentic. I didn't want them to be some computer plugin.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted it to be created at source. So I flew over to Germany to do microphone tests and found this one.
Yeah. We have a couple of these here in New York Public Radio. Then we trot them out anytime I bring a brass band, you know, a band with horns, because they have such an amazing sound for that. But obviously they can do the trick for a voice as well. So you produce the record, you manage yourself, right? You do.
Yeah.
Basically, it's all a DIY thing.
Yeah.
Where did you make the record?
From the beginning, the first Cherry Blossom was written in Grenada. I wrote that on my iPad. In Grenada.
So you're not a complete Luddite, you know. You've got, first of all, you got the very hip hop spelling of Alani, Ala.ni.
That's because it's my website. It's the Nicaragua NI, so it's.
Really? So your web NI stands for Nicaragua.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't realize that was a domain name.
Yeah, nor did I. My publisher was like, "Here, I got you a domain." I'm like, "What?" He goes, "Yeah, just pay like 800 quid a year for it." I'm like, "What?" Okay, thanks. So
ala.ni is also your web address.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that works out. I could, that might be worth 800 quid a year.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So where did you make the record?
I did it in London. I recorded at Owl Studio, which belongs to, Andrew Hale, who's the keyboard player from Sade. It's his lovely studio. And he was like, yeah, you can use it. Just for the summer, have it. Do your demos.
For the summer? Wow.
Yeah,
nice.
Just let me have it. And I was like, no, I want to do it onto tape. I want a reverb chamber. I want a string orchestra and everything. And I was paying loads of money to do it somewhere else. And then it wasn't going right. And then another friend of mine was like, look, just use Andrew's studio. He's giving it to you for free. Take the pressure off yourself. Yeah. And just do some demos, get stoned and have some fun. So it's like, okay. And then I did some of it at Studio 13, which is Damon Albarn's studio. And I mixed it there because he's got an amazing engineer who's just great to work with, called Steve Sedgwick.
And you've sung backup vocals for Damon and Blur, right?
Yeah, I have done.
And
I used to be a backing singer.
Right. So, you know, that would have put you in a very different musical world from ages 5 to 16, I'm thinking.
Yeah. It was, well, coming out of theatre school at 16, I kind of more or less went straight into backing singing. Hmm. And it was great training and just being able to observe an artist like Damon as well, just jumping into crowds and just, you know, drinking all night and then getting up and just, you know, being proper rock and roll. It's like, okay, this is pretty admirable. I'm not going to do it that way, but, you know.
But, you know, also, you know, a guy who listens to everything.
I mean, he's so prolific. He's been a great mentor and just supporter of what I do. So, yeah, I'm really blessed and happy to have his ears, like, I can just play something. He's like, no, I was about to say naughty word. I can't swear, can I?
Actually, you can.
Can I? Okay, he will be like, that's shit. Well, that's good. And he's very clear like that.
Uh-huh. All right, we're speaking with Alani, little British potty mouth based in Paris.
C'est moi?
About to release her debut album, You and I, here in the States. Alani is making her American radio debut here with us in the Soundcheck studio. And so two guitars. So Marvin still got the electric and you're picking up the acoustic for this next one.
Yeah, oh, don't announce that. I'm really not a guitarist. I'm just going to bang something. Okay. Just make some,
all right.
Do some hand movement.
Well, then you bang away. And as long as there will be more singing, we'll all be very, very happy.
Yes.
Old Fashioned Kiss, the name
That's
of the song.
Right.
It's music from Alani live on Soundcheck.
Okay. Just an old fashioned kiss gets me hot even in winter. How can I resist? Oh, how you tease me. A simple kiss upon my cheek makes my knees a little weaker. Your lips are like spring morning dew on a red rose. A kiss me quick. Oh, a kiss me hard. Oh, you make it slow, slow, slow. Make it soft. Oh, cheek to a cheek. Oh, a palm to palm. Oh, just as long as you keep me close. Caress me in the park. Smooch me up in the taxi. And those lingering hugs. Yeah, you got me in paradise. And I'm feeling love. So much love. When you give me those lips, don't ever stop, don't you stop to kiss me quick. Oh, kiss me hard. Oh, you make it slow, slow, slow. Make it soft. Oh, cheek to a cheek. Palm to palm, oh, just as long as you keep me close. Oh, just as long as you keep me close. So bold, bold.
That is Alani, Old Fashioned Kiss, the name of her song, with Marvin Dolly on electric guitar and Alani herself doing a bit of acoustic guitar work. That song has the sound of, I don't know, Everly Brothers, you know, 50s, early 60s. Is that about as recent as these songs get in terms of influence?
I wrote it, I didn't really think about any placing or styling,
yeah,
so I don't.
Of course,
even, someone calls it like my Elvis song.
Yeah, so it's that time period. Yeah, absolutely.
So okay, but I wrote it about someone that I went to school with, who all the girls used to fancy and kiss and stuff, and I never did that. And then we started hanging out whilst I was writing all the songs, and we did a yoga class, and he dropped me home and kissed me on my cheek, and I was like, oh my God, like John Pickard kissed me. And then I got home and just wrote the song, and then like thanked him for it, and then I think he got a bit scared, like didn't really kind of speak to me for 2 years, and then came back recently like, oh okay, hi, we yeah. can kiss now. So it's like,
okay. All right, okay.
So yeah, I got to kiss him in the summer.
And that was okay with you?
Yeah. Right. I got to kiss him in the summer. I was like, okay, great. It took like 3 years, but you know.
You know, the funny thing is, Alani, with some of these songs, and it's not just, you know, we hear that sound, we think these songs are all, you know, they're poppy little love songs. Some of them have, if not a darkness, they have a little kind of dusky twilight quality to them.
Darkness. Yeah.
I mean, I found online you doing a version of Wichita Lineman.
I love that.
Song, yeah, but there is a kind of a darker hue to songs like that.
But life isn't all sweet, is it?
Of course,
yeah. So it's, you know, love has many colors, and I'd be a fool if I just kind of, oh, it sounds like, what I like is that I can make something sound really pretty and light, but I can be saying something really dark, and you know, you can have both kind of texts if you want,
right?
Yeah, I mean, the album is a kind of story from start to finish of a relationship. So it kind of goes from the cherry blossom, floaty loveliness to, fuck, I'm by myself, I'm alone and I'm depressed and it's winter and I'm really just miserable. But the cycle or circle will continue and life starts again. And you just,
right.
You know, I'm all for balance. I don't believe that anyone can just be completely one thing or another. You've got to find that central point. However you do it.
Well, as you say, there are lots of colors in all of these things. Tell me about your cyanotype project, speaking
blue.
Of colors.
Oh, I'm obsessed with blue.
What is a cyanotype as a kind of photographic medium?
Do you want me to get nerdy? It was
oh,
a process.
Please, what is this show except for me being nerdy with one musician after another? This is Nerd Central. Go
it
for
was
it.
It's a process invented by Professor John Herschel in 1850. An English professor. He was an astrologist, actually. And you use chemical solutions, put it onto paper, and use the sun, basically. You take a negative picture, reversed image, and you use the sun to develop this picture, and it comes out like this amazing Prussian blue. You wash it. And I decided, I was, at the time of writing this album, I was living in London in an artist building. It was full of painters, photographers, sculptors. And I don't know, I stumbled across this process, and I was writing the song Come To Me at the time, and I just put the two things together. I just saw it in blue and summer and fresh, and when I saw this process, I was like, oh my God, I have to do it. I have to use this somehow. And I, like, no one's ever made a stop animation video with this process, because they wouldn't have had to at that time, and it's very time consuming. So it took me 2 years to kind of get my head around it, and also wait for the summer to come in England, because I needed consistent sunshine. And then it was,
you don't get consistent sunshine in England even in the summer.
Exactly. It was literally sometimes waking up at 6 o'clock. I was at my friend's house because we were working on it together, and it would be like, the sun's up!
Quick,
pajamas, pajamas. We've got like an hour. There's clouds coming from the west.
So it's a kind of a long-lost photographic process.
Exactly. There's another process called collodion as well, where you, it's more of that vintage black and white, kind of brownie, you know, like...
The sepia tone.
Kind of even before sepia.
Even before
and
that.
The light basically exposes silver onto glass.
Yeah.
I love photography, and it's been nice that, I mean, I direct my own videos, but it came through my love of photography. It was more about making my still images into motion. So
it's a striking color, that Prussian blue, as you describe
it.
Yeah,
it
really,
like,
is.
It's intense.
Yeah. All right, well, speaking about darkness, this next song, we're pretty far into the album. Mm-hmm. And into that cycle of, you know, from the giddy first moments of a relationship to, well, it's noon and I'm alone and it's...
We've gone straight to the the whiskey. The whiskey at 3 a.m.
Well, the song is called Darkness at Noon, mm-hmm. So presumably this is daytime drinking we're talking about.
Yeah. and it was like the last song I had to record as well, because I couldn't do it. Early on, I was like, I'm going to leave this one till last. I can't even sing it, like, rehearse it. And during the studio session, I was like, okay, I'm going to do a few takes just straight, and then I'm going to do some with some whiskey. I got a nice Jura. I like whiskey.
I do too. So a Jura so it's a single malt scotch.
I got a nice single malt. I was like, going to have a few little sips of this and see what comes out.
Yeah.
And I ended up on the floor at like 2 p.m. That didn't work, guys. Okay. There's no coming back from this now. We just call it a day. Studio's done for the day. So yeah, I didn't use that take on the album. But,
too bad. I would pay money to hear that.
I can't even drink before I sing. I don't know what I thought I was trying to achieve there, but
Okay. Well, I spy only water here in the studio near you, so I guess...
Well disguised.
I guess. Let's hear another live performance from Alani with Marvin Dolly on guitar. The song is called Darkness at Noon.
Agreed to end this love affair, to erase every word that you said that set me free. We agreed to part in harmony, but I think I may live to regret being cooperative, and I can see no moon, darkness at noon. I gave you my loving, and I rose like the rising sun, and now I feel a thing, for without you there's no love. Oh, my heart shines bright for you. Agree. there's just no use in loving me. We agree to never meet again. We agreed a life of misery. Misery, and I can see no moon, darkness at noon. I gave you my loving, and I rose like the rising sun, and now I feel nothing, for without you there's no love. Oh, my heart, it shines bright for you.
Now I need a drink. That is one bluesy number. Darkness at Noon. I mean, yeah, there are blue notes strewn left and right, it seems, throughout that song. Kind of a nice analogy for the blue, the cyanotype photography thing that we were talking about before. Was that even in your mind when you discovered the cyanotype thing, the idea of the blues and the color blue?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I was thinking more summer because the video that I did we're still in the earlier part, the happy part.
The happy part.
The happy
record,
part.
Yeah.
So the blue is refreshing and, you know.
Yeah. One of the interesting things about that song is, you know, when it starts, you think, oh, wow, what a nice rich contralto this singer has. But by the end, you're getting up there. And I mentioned the Wichita Lineman recording that you posted on YouTube. By the end of that, you are way up in the stratosphere. So mm-hmm. What's your range?
Well, if I don't smoke, I can do about 4.5.
Octaves?
Yeah, but I'm not going to do that today. So I used to have a Swedish flatmate, and when I used to practice my octaves, she'd be like, you sound like a little piglet screeching. But what I do get from being a kind of smoker is the lower tones, and it's a different, you know, like I could have a very clean, you know, cutting, but I don't know. Like I said, life's about balance, isn't it?
So. Yes, but now is the time when you say into the microphone, all you kids at home.
Oh, sorry, all you kids at home. I know, I wish I never started, but you know, you've got to take responsibility for your actions, which I do, and I wouldn't advocate it for anyone, especially young kids. So yeah. Don't smoke. But I'm hypocritical if I say that.
Right.
I can't say that.
Well, it works for you, you know.
Yeah. I exercise. That's the balance. I swim 2-3 times a week. And I, you know, I walk a lot, and I try to, have a lung exerciser.
Mm-hmm.
I do my intercostal diaphragmatic exercises. So it's a choice that
okay.
I make, and I try to balance it out.
Well, as I say, it does seem to be working for you, because this is simply an astonishing record called You and I. I know it's out in the UK, but coming out here in the States, She's been here with Marvin Dolly on guitar. Alani, this has been so much fun. Thank you so much for coming in and performing
so much.
For us.
It's very nice. It's that you've popped out. My radio virgin, my virginity, my radio virginity. Thank you. U.S. radio virginity. There you go.
Alani, my guest on Soundcheck.
From hand and Jim Crow's dock of wood, me tame parading child, cry, cry, Lynch, raise your fist, murder, murder, seal the land in more than angry.
You've been listening to a Soundcheck session from early February 2017, and in the 4+ years since we recorded this session with Alani, she has been busy. Last summer, at the height of the Black Lives Matter protests here in the States, she released the haunting Lament for Emmett Till, which is her setting of a poem written by the journalist Claudia Jones shortly after Till's lynching in 1955. It's a simple but poignant song, and we'll use that to wrap up this edition of Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. My thanks to our technical director, Irene Trudell, and our producer, Karen Havlick. And thanks to you for joining us as well.
Cry, cry, Lynch. Raise your